Today, I'm going to talk to you about how to be a leader in the church. This not only goes for men, but women and children too. It is always important because a leader doesn't form right away. It takes time. You need a leader in your church, your community, and your home. If you don't have leaders, you can't accomplish anything. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." He gave different roles to people, like teachers, for the perfecting of saints. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 7, it says, "For as we had many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching." He gave different people different gifts, and he used those gifts to edify the church. Some people are made to be leaders. If you are one of those leaders and you don't know it, here are some things you can do to become a leader. One thing you can do to become a leader is learn to do it by observing others. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Here we read of a man that is blessed because he avoids the wrong influences and chooses not to look in the wrong places and in the wrong people for examples of how to live his life. Proverbs chapter 19 and 20 says, "Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." The best thing to do is learn God's wisdom from others who serve God. A story I can relate to this first point was back in fourth grade. I was playing baseball and decided I wanted to become the pitcher of my team because from watching the MLB pitchers, they were popular and they made quite the money. I made my mom and Poppy put up a tire on two T-posts so I could pitch through the tire. The thing was, I had no idea how to pitch. That's when I looked on a modern-day website called YouTube. It is very handy when you want to learn something. I quickly picked up the motion and form from the person that made the video and put it to use. I got pretty good, and the next day at practice, my coach also gave me helpful tips. Another thing you can do, which is the most important, is learn to do it by studying God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved under God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." As you study, you will learn to know what is true and what is not true. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17 says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." God tells us what we do, and the only way you will know is if you study. Acts chapter 17 verse 11 says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so." They searched the scriptures daily, again, dividing the word of truth. Psalms 119 verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Like a lamp at night guides your path, God's word guides our life." The third thing you can do to become a better leader is do it yourself. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5 says, "For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?" You have to run your own house before you seek matters of the church. Jeremiah chapter 7 and 23 says, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you." As a leader, you keep his commandments. Not only will you have a better life, but others that follow will too. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." If we love God, we keep His commandments. If we keep His commandments, we are in a position to lead others. Matthew chapter 23, verse 3 says, "All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not." This is in contrast to the previous verses. Here are the scribes and Pharisees as saying one thing and doing another. Once you have those three things down, you can now lead others, which brings me to my last point, leading others. 2 years ago during basketball season, we were playing a team evenly matched. Throughout the game, it was really close. There was about 8 seconds left in the game with the score at 38-38. The ball was in our possession. "Don't turn the ball over," is what our coach said in the huddle. He drew up a play where I would shoot the ball. To me, I didn't know how it would work. We ran onto the court and my heart was beating fast. I did what I was supposed to do, got the ball, and shot. The ball goes in. The score is now 38-40. It is also the other team's possession. They dribble the ball down the court, shooting it from the three-point line, but one of my teammates blocked the shot. The coach trusted me from being a leader in practice, which in this case helped my team and I win a basketball game. So you see from this example, as the coach led me through the play he chose, that leadership trickled down to me and my other teammates to accomplish our goals. James chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation." When you are a leader or a teacher, you are going to be held at a higher standard. Others expect more of you. James chapter 2 and verse 18 says, "Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." It is one thing to say you have faith, but it is another to show your faith. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12 says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." In leadership, you are a leader to others in all different ways, and you have to lead by example. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17, it says, "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine." Leaders that lead well are worthy of double honor. They live their lives as God wanted them to, and they lead by example. In conclusion, a leader doesn't happen overnight. He or she takes time to develop those skills. You can learn from examples around us and grow from God's word. Then you need to practice what you have seen and studied and know to be right. Eventually, those three things develop the skills to lead others.